Carol O'Forey, yeah. East Coast Radio.
KZN's number one, it's East Coast Radio. Hi, Facebookers. I'm saying hi, Facebookers, because we are live on Facebook. Come and join us, Facebook Live, on the East Coast Radio page. And the reason is we found our dispatched dress. Salomo is here from Salomo Boutique. A beautiful story of her career in fashion and clothes and how her stuff is available at a major retailer. We're going to get into details with that. In the meantime, let's have a look at the traffic with Andy James, and then we're coming back to talk about how we're going to save this botched dress just for you. All right, if you're just joining us, welcome. It is East Coast Radio, KZN's number one. So, listen, join us on Facebook Live, by the way. We are live on Facebook Live. That's the East Coast Radio page. So about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, I commissioned a designer, inverted commas, to make a dress for me. Never met this person before, never seen their work really before. And what I got back was just what I've called officially the botched dress, because it's just, the dress is just a disaster. And I figured, you know what, instead of just taking the dress and throwing it away, let's get someone who can just revive it in some way, whether you use a piece of it or whatever, just revive it. And we gift it, it's Women's Month, to a lady who needs it for a very important occasion. It could be a wedding. It could be a massive birthday party that you're going to be having. It could be a special matric dance. You just need a dress and you don't want to spend the money. We are going to fix it with the help of an incredible designer. She is a phenomenal. I mean, her story is just insane. I want to unveil the botched dress. So, Roars, please come through the studio, because I'm going to need you to help be my hands to unveil the botched dress. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Salomo to the studio from Salomo Boutique. Hi, Salomo. How are you?
Hi, Carol. Thank you. For having me, and welcome to all the listeners.
Oh, fantastic. Look, when I got a hold of you, and you got in touch with me, actually, and said, listen, I'm interested. And I was like, yes, we can do this. And I had a look at your stuff, incredible stuff. When you saw the pictures of the botched dress, what was your first thoughts, just out of interest?
I was like, wow, what happened there? It was, yeah, I was like, okay, no, that's why I sent you that message saying, girl, come through to us. So it was a disaster, as you said.
An absolute disaster. Rory, please unveil the disaster. I'd like you to have a look at the disaster. Rory, if you are on Facebook Live, you'll be able to see this. We've got the suit pack. Please show them how the suit pack is already falling apart, guys. The little plastic thing literally is gone, you see. If you're on Facebook Live, you'll know why we're laughing. And there comes the dress. We're unveiling the botched dress. Here comes the botched, as Rory's saying. And I want to get your authentic response to the botched dress.
So not too bad from afar.
From afar. And I'm curious to hear your thoughts, Salomo, as you see it.
Wow. Okay, wait. Did it come with the...
No, it didn't.
Just like that.
Okay. Even inside.
Yeah.
That was made by a baby. I'm sorry to say,
it was made by a baby. I love
quality, that. Quality, the finishing of it, the stitching, the just, yeah, it's just not leveling.
It is a disaster.
Really, it's a disaster. Yeah, the quality is. I don't want to. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So it's officially botched.
It's officially botched.
It's officially botched.
It's officially, yeah.
So are you going to take on the challenge of... are you going to officially take on the challenge of fixing
I
the question?
I'm taking on the challenge. Fantastic.
We're so excited. So listen, ladies, if you are looking for a dress for a special occasion, get in touch, 061-792-9495. Now, Salomo, you've had a beautiful, illustrious career. 2011 it began.
Yes, it did.
Oh, that is amazing. So Salomo Boutiques focuses mainly on women's wear, occasional wear, ready-to-wear, and your age group is from 20 all the way to like 65.
Yes.
But I know that you've dressed people from the TV series Uzalo. You also worked on local movie sets like How to Ruin Christmas. You've done magazine covers for Lelete Khumalo, for Move magazine. Yes. And now a big one, you're working with Edgars. They've poached you. They've literally looked for you and said, we want you. And you are going to be supplying four major Edgar stores with your clothes. I believe already in Gateway some of your clothes are there, and you're going nationwide. This is unbelievable. Please tell me, it's Women's Month. How did you start? I mean, 2011, and here you are, 2022.
I started in 2011, September. I had been working for a designer, local designer, and I always knew that I wanted to be in business. I wanted to be my own boss, as much as it sounds fancy, but I believe that you have to be called into business, and I knew that I was. So eventually I branched off on my own, and I started on consignments. In fact, I approached different designers for stock. Wow. And I sold the stock on consignment, and that was in 2011. And eventually everything just grew from that little shop I had at home to commercial shops in Windermere. Wow. In fact, the stores that I have now, I think I'm on my fourth, but haven't closed and started.
Wow.
So it's been quite a journey.
Quite a journey. We are with Saloma. We're going to chat more about her offerings. I know you do a lot of matric dances. You do a lot of all sorts of occasions. You do custom dresses. You're supplying stores. A beautiful, beautiful story. So we're going to get to know her more. She's taken on the challenge of unbotching the botched dress. I'm curious to hear her vision. We're going to chat more with her. Stay with us. Stay on Facebook Live. We're going to do behind-the-scenes chats. I've got Selemo in studio. Saloma from Saloma Studio, or rather Saloma Boutique. She is born and bred KZN, a designer from here. She stocks Edgar's stores with her fashion, and she's styled so many people from TV series as well as many celebrities. And she hopped on board when I told her about my botched dress story, and she said, "Carol, I will help make that dress magic for somebody else." So we've been chatting on Facebook Live. If you are not yet on there and are able to hop on and have a look at us live, Saloma is wearing one of her outfits from her collection, and you can see that live on Facebook. We also had quite a touchy-feely conversation because it is Women's Month, and I asked you, do you believe that as a woman, and this is a contentious one, we did talk about it off-air on Facebook. It's a contentious one because there's a school of women that believe I can wear what I want, when I want, how I want, and no one will dictate to me. And then there's another school of thought that says, yes, you can wear what you want, but within reason, it must be appropriate, it must suit your body. And I'd love you to share what you said about whether or not I can just wear what I want, regardless of my shape, my weight, whatever the case may be.
I definitely believe that you can't just wear anything and everything that you want. Maybe I come from the old school of thoughts, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that as women, we need to dress accordingly for our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that it has to just be presentable.
Yeah.
And I think that oftentimes, you know, we do wear things that sometimes are too tight, that sometimes you think to yourself, it doesn't fit.
Right.
You know, but, and we end up, like I was saying earlier, we end up looking at other parts of your body that we shouldn't be looking at. So I think it should be nicely packaged. And I think also these days, what we see as right is seen as wrong, or what we see as wrong is seen as right.
Okay, unpack that.
I think that, we become defensive over things that are just somehow, it's not right, you know.
Mm.
And one of my other things as a designer or as a stylist, I always say to women is that, you know, shop accordingly. Your underwear has to be right. Your undergarment, rather, has to be right. And get the Spanx, hide the stuff, hide those places, because, we can't see every part of your body. So I do definitely think that it needs to be done right.
Okay.
And not, you can't wear everything just because you think, I can.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of people who would agree with you, and then, of course, a lot of people say, absolutely not. I will do as I please. But interesting, the perspective you give, because I think at the end of the day, your clothes, you wear them because you want it to represent who you are as a person. And sometimes we forget how much what you're wearing, before anybody meets you, they make an assumption of who you are, right?
Exactly.
Based on what you're wearing.
Yes.
As we wrap up this conversation, Saloma, what would you say is the number one fashion item going into the spring season that every girl should get going into spring?
Something bold and colorful. We are color blocking right now, so get yourself a nice, beautiful green bag, pink shoes, an orange shirt, pink, just color block.
Color block. So color blocking is back.
It's back. Back by popular demand.
Okay. I love that. All right. So Lomo, give us where your stores are and how we can get in touch with you.
So my main store is at the Market Cafe.
Market Cafe.
Market Cafe restaurant on Marriott Road. It says 40 Marriott.
All right.
And the other one is at the Glenwood Village Center.
Right.
And you can get a hold of me on Facebook and Instagram under Silomo's Boutique.
Your clothes are phenomenal. I can't wait to get into some of your clothes myself.
Yay.
Looking forward to that. Thank you so much for taking on this challenge. I know it's going to take time out of your day, but I promise you, you are changing a young girl's life, and we're thankful for that.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for having me, and it's going to be a blast. I can't wait.
Yay. Well, it's been fantastic hanging out with you. Silomo, you can find our social media pages and have yourselves a beautiful, beautiful weekend.
Carol Ofori, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.